I'm surprised you heard me over your speakers.
Don't roll your eyes at me. This has been going on for weeks. I used to try and be polite about it. You're new to the neighborhood, and I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I've asked you to keep it down at night over and over, and it's like you don't even give a shit. You've still got the volume cranked up and the windows open every night.
It's not that loud. I know we are neighbors, but I live in a completely separate house, so if I can feel the vibrations from the bass in my living room, it's pretty fucking loud.
Don't be so uptight. I'm not uptight, bro. It's not unreasonable to want to come home from work and be able to relax in my own home. Some of us don't have the luxury of staying home all day doing whatever it is that you do. Writing code, gaming, getting stoned. What a life. Maybe I am uptight compared to you. Maybe you could use someone a little uptight in your life. It might do you some good to get out of the house. Maybe you need to put on some nice clothes and go into an office. I think it would be good for you. It might even open your eyes a bit about the real world and give you more respect for the people around you. You know, you're not a bad-looking guy. You're actually rather attractive. No, I'm not just fucking with you. I've thought that since the day I saw you moving in. I'd love to see you in something other than an old t-shirt and shorts. I bet you'd look sexy as fuck. Don't roll your eyes at me. You like when you see me dressed for work, don't you? Don't lie to me. You really think I haven't noticed? What? Don't play dumb. I see you on your porch. You just happen to be sitting outside every day at just the time I'm getting home from work?
It's just a coincidence.
Is it really just a coincidence that you fuck me every day too? Oh, what's the matter? No smart-ass response to that? Look at you. Even after I've called you out, you just can't help yourself, can you? Do you really think you're being subtle? Do you think I haven't noticed you looking me up and down since I got here? What is it that grabs your attention? Is it my silky blouse? The thin fabric draped over my breasts? Or is it my short skirt that excites you? Yes, I guess it does show a lot of skin. But it's just my knees. Do my knees turn you on? Or is it my thighs? Is it that little peak of my thighs? Is that what has you on your front porch every damn day? Just hoping to catch a glimpse of my thighs in my short little work skirt? You look flustered. Why is that? All this talk about my bare thighs? See? You do have an appreciation for someone putting a little effort into their wardrobe. Honestly, I don't like a skirt that comes past my knees. I don't want it to get too dirty when I get down on them. What? Now you really look flustered. Why is that, big boy? There are lots of reasons I might be on my knees. I could be praying. I certainly have a lot of sins that I have to repent. I could also be on my knees, pleading. Do I need to plead with you to keep the volume down? Is that what you're waiting for? Would you please be a good boy and consider keeping the volume down? Why do you look so flustered? This is what you wanted, isn't it? I'm half convinced that you've been turning up the volume on purpose because you wanted this little confrontation. Are you shy? Were you too nervous to approach me? Is this the equivalent of pulling the pigtails of the girl you like to get her attention? You've been a really naughty boy. No, don't play coy. I'm on to you. The only question is, how do I deal with such a naughty boy? I think you should do what I say, naughty boy. Are you up for that? You look nervous. I can just leave if you prefer. Oh, you'd like me to stay? I'm shocked to hear that. Well then, if I'm going to stay here on my knees, then you better get out of those old shorts that I hate. Don't get shy again. I don't care if you're not wearing any underwear, you naughty boy. This isn't a negotiation. Get those damn shorts off now. Damn, would you look at that? At least your cock isn't shy. It's so stiff already. I don't even have to unbutton my silky little blouse. What's that? You do want me to unbutton my blouse? I didn't hear you say please, did I? Do you want to see my bra? It's so lacy and white. It's almost virginal. But I assure you, there is nothing virginal about me. Let me hear you say, please. Are you whispering? I can't hear you. Maybe I'm going deaf from someone's speakers constantly blaring. Say, please. Louder. That's a good boy. You've earned this. Are you excited? Oh wait, I almost forgot. Of course you are. You're very, very excited. I'm not mocking you, honey. I love how hard you are. No, don't be embarrassed. Just focus your eyes right here while I slowly unbutton my blouse. You like what you see, don't you? You've thought about this a lot, haven't you? Me on my knees undressing for you? You're such a naughty boy. You come thinking about me, don't you? Don't be shy. You can tell me. I knew it. I knew it from the way you eye fuck me every damn day. I have a confession. I come thinking about you too. I'm not lying. I see the way you look at me. It's so fucking hot. I get so turned on by your hungry eyes. I know you really want me to touch you. Maybe I should touch you now? You don't mind, do you? You don't have to do a thing. I'll do everything. I'm just going to kiss this beautiful dick. You're so fucking hard. Do you think you can get any harder? No? Not even if I pull my bra down? Do you want that? Don't just nod. You know what I need to hear. Say please, honey. Louder. That's a good boy. I like it when you beg. And now you get your reward. I'll just pull down the left cup, and now the right. Look at that. I think you did get just a little bit harder. Do you like what you see, naughty boy? Do you like me on my knees with my silky little blouse open and my tits out? Oh, I know you do. Such a good boy to tell me. Now, get closer over here so I can drain that cock. I'm just going to taste it a little. And now I'm going to wrap my lips around it. You're such a naughty boy. We don't even know each other. And now you've got your dick in my mouth. You like me sucking this beautiful cock? I can tell you like it. I want every inch of this beautiful dick. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like for me to deep throat it? You don't have to do a thing, honey. Just enjoy it. Let me do all the work. You can just watch me on my knees, looking at you, with my tits out, and your cock in my mouth. Just enjoy how it feels. You love it. I know just what you need. You need to come. I want you to come, honey. I want you to come in my mouth. Come for me like a good boy. You're so close. Your cock is so slopping wet, honey. I want you to stroke it. Stroke it like a good boy for me. Aim for my mouth. And come in my mouth. Come in my mouth like a good boy. Stroke it. Oh, yeah. Keep stroking it until you blow your load in my mouth. Oh, yeah, just like that. I want it. I want every drop of your cum. Explode right in my mouth. Are you ready? Yeah. 5, 4,
3, 2, that's it, 1. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, right in my mouth. And all over my face. Such a dirty boy. And it's dripping on my tits. You made such a mess. That's okay. You're still a good boy. I can just wipe that up with my fingertips. And suck them clean. Delicious. I enjoyed that. I think we're gonna have to work on your aim, though. No, not tonight. You've had enough practice for tonight. But maybe if you keep the volume down for the next few days, maybe I'll drop by on Friday night. You have to be a good boy, though. You have to earn your reward. Can you do that? Can you do that for me? I know you can. I look forward to finding out. Maybe you can be a good boy every week, and I can think of new ways to reward you. Does that sound like something we can agree on? Good, I'm glad we agree. Alright, I need to go clean myself up, but you'll be a good boy for me, won't you? Bye.